I'm Mark Bashore. We're glad you could join us today. In the top 100 highest-grossing films of 2014, women represented a total of only 30% of all speaking characters, according to data. And of that group, only 26% were women of color. A group of creative social justice activists based in West Michigan has set out to change on-screen perception of women and other underrepresented groups in the media. They've done that by starting the Grand Rapids Feminist Film Festival. The festival is happening this weekend, and speaking with us today from Grand Rapids is festival organizer Lydia Van Hoven. Lydia, welcome to Current State.
Hi, thank you for having me.
The Grand Rapids Film Festival, Feminist Film Festival, is the brainchild of the Bandit Zine. Explain what a zine is and explain what the Bandit Zine is all about.
Sure, yeah. A zine is like a magazine, but it's a self-published type of publication where it's put out by usually a radical group. There's a whole kind of zine culture, and the Bandit Zine is what they call a comp zine, so meaning a compilation zine. And we focus on social justice topics, so we put out a call for submissions on a subject that's something like, you know, feminism or sizeism. We've done issues on rape culture, things like that that are really pertinent and important in today's culture. And then we take all of these submissions that we get, we put the best ones into our zine and curate it into this really nice magazine that we give out for free.
And the Bandit Zine, I understand, is dedicated to fighting isms. Is that right? What does that mean?
Sure, yeah. It's just a nice way to say, really, that we're dedicated to fighting things like sexism, things like sizeism, and things like racism, and other really, really important topics that need to be talked about that often aren't talked about, especially for marginalized people.
Well, feminism is one of the world's most established isms. I'm going to assume that's an acceptable ism for you.
Yes, that's an ism we like, for
okay,
sure.
Okay, no, that's a good ism.
Yeah.
You're featuring around 40 different films at your film festival, which is quite a few. Do you have one that stood out or really spoke to you this year?
Yeah, it's hard. We got over 1,000 submissions, so it's really hard for me to pick one that I love, but there is this one that's called Disruptions, and it's a dance-on-camera piece. And this is a six-minute film about a woman who kind of makes this beautiful modern dance in front of the wall at Israel and Palestine. Mm. And then at the end of the film, it becomes really like the reality of what's happening in those countries, and she has to leave because of the police.
Lydia Van Hoven is the organizer of the Grand Rapids Feminist Film Festival, which takes place here this weekend. We have a short clip from another one of the films called The Red Thunder. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Sure, yeah. The Red Thunder is a Hollywood film through and through. So a lot of our films are things that are kind of more low budget, but this one is definitely a high budget film, and it's has actors from Weeds and Parenthood in it, and it's all about, it's kind of like Hollywood does feminism, right? They do a feminist film, and it's about a woman that is the Red Thunder, and she's a superhero. So it's just a very high-budget kind of Marvel-esque film.
Do you like it? What do you make of Hollywood's take on feminism?
It's not as radical as the Bandit. You know, our feminism is very intersectional, including all types of people. You know, the people of color, including the LGBT and queer groups. But this one is a very white film. But it's great to kind of see how Hollywood does the feminist film.
Let's listen to a clip from the trailer. We're gonna hear the mother and the daughter here in a film called The Red Thunder.
Mom, I need a favor.
I use my car for work, and if there's an emergency...
What kind of emergency is there going to be? You're a podiatrist.
Oh, there's a big whoosh boom. I know it's a Hollywood production, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
You also have a block of films that you've labeled as kid-friendly. Why did you want to include some films that were targeted toward a younger audience?
We think it's very important for kids and to be exposed to films that feature these marginalized people and show them what film and media could really look like versus what they are seeing on TV. And these films, it's a block from 12:30 to about 1:45, and it's 13 films that are all, you know, not just animations, but things like that dance piece is included. So things that are not, don't have trigger warnings and aren't going to be scary or don't have, you know, adult themes in them.
Is feminism addressed in these kid-friendly films?
Yeah, some of them are very feminist. Some of them.
How exactly? How does feminism get addressed in a kid-friendly film?
Sure. I think we talk a lot about how making a film as a marginalized person, as a woman, or as like a queer person, is a feminist act in and of itself. So a lot of those are that type of thing, but we have one this music video called Girls Don't Cry Wolf, and it actually was done locally, and it's about victims of sexual assault, but it's wrapped in this music video and deals with kind of slut shaming and victim blaming and other things like that, but in a very kind of kid-friendly way.
Hmm. And it works. You like the way they go about this?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I love it. I think it's totally smart and a great way to show kids and adults an entertaining side of this feminism. I mean, when you think of a feminist film, you think it's going to be a dry documentary or you think it's going to be something that's, you know, very heavy, but it doesn't have to be. Mm.
We have a clip from one of these kid-friendly films. It's called Bay Area Girls Rock Camp. This is a documentary about a music camp for girls. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, we actually have one in Grand Rapids too, called Grand Rapids Girls Rock, and they're doing it in the Bay Area. It's a national thing. And this film features these little girls that are all making music, and they go to this camp for a week and learn how to be in a band. And so they, you know, it's the drummers or it's the lead singer, and it's all a whole group of older girls that kind of mentor them to become rock stars.
Here's a little clip of one of the girls talking about her band in the documentary.
We just keep playing over and over again something that we do in our band, so we get really, really good. And then you get comfortable with it, and then you start knowing how to play it.
That's adorable.
It is adorable.
Alongside the films, Lydia, you're also hosting a series of panels and workshops at the festival. Can you tell us about some of the issues you'll be discussing in those?
Sure, yeah. We're hosting panels in the, so we're at Wealthy Theater, and we're in the smaller micro cinema called the Koning Theater, and we'll be hosting panels all day from eight different ones from 12:30 to 7:45 p.m., and a few of the panels we're calling Working Girl, and it's about navigating male-dominated careers. So we have people like someone that's a rapper, Lady Ace Boogie, who's a local rapper. We have someone that is a sex worker. We have someone that's a welder. We have a video producer, obviously very closely tied to the film, and then someone who's an advertising copywriter. We're also doing one called, we're calling Talk Nerdy to Me, and this is about forming feminist spaces in geek culture. This is presented by Vault of Midnight, which is a comic book shop in Ann Arbor and Grand Rapids. And we're having some national comic book artists come in, and the founder of Girls Don't Read Comics, GR, and then also a video game reviewer to kind of talk about the geek culture and really why you need to be proud of being a woman in geek culture.
We have less than a minute, but I have to ask you, is feminism changing? And specifically, what's the conversation like when a younger feminist discusses feminism with an older feminist? Is there agreement or is there a lot of disagreement in 2015? How does that unfold?
basic ideologies of feminism are remaining the same, but as our landscape changes, I definitely think that the newer feminists are becoming more intersectional, meaning that they're including the black feminists, they're including the queer feminists, the trans, the gay and the lesbian. It's all different groups. You know, it's not just a skinny white woman as a feminist. It's these all like a varied group of people.
We've been talking to Lydia Van Hoven, organizer of the Grand Rapids Feminist Film Festival, which is this weekend. For more information, there must be a website to go to. Lydia, what is it?
There is. It's grfff.org.
Lydia, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.